Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena. She is a doctor of the Church, which means what she has to teach us is universally beneficial. Now, Catherine was born in 1347 in Siena, Italy. At 16, moved by a vision of St. Dominic, Catherine became a Third Order Dominican. As a layperson, she lived a life of deep prayer and penance while caring for the physical and spiritual needs of the people around her. Her main work was to give spiritual direction and counsel to people in all walks of life, nobles and politicians, ordinary people and artists, priests and religious, bishops, and even Pope Gregory XI. And they all called her Mama because she cared for them all as her spiritual children. Her confessor, St. Raymond of Capua, wrote her biography. I also really like the biography written by Sigrid Undset because it weaves together not only Raymond's work, but Catherine's own letters. You can find the spiritual teaching of Catherine in a work dictated to her by Christ himself called The Dialogue. In 1970, Pope Paul VI made her a doctor of the Church, which means, as I said, her teaching is something everyone needs to know. Catherine experienced her first vision of Christ at the age of 6, and it was at that moment that she dedicated herself to him immediately. And like Charles de Foucauld, who would later write, "As soon as I knew God was real, I had to live for him alone." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Once when in fervent prayer, Catherine said to the Lord, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Change my cold, stony heart, full of temptation and lacking in love. Jesus, give me a new heart." Well, Jesus appeared to Catherine, and he opened her left side, took her heart, and went away. This vision was so impactful that she truly felt that her heart had been removed, and she told this to her confessor, Raymond of Capua. Naturally, he explained it was impossible to live without a heart, and she responded, "Nothing is impossible to God." Not long after, Jesus reappeared to Catherine, this time holding out to her his sacred heart in his hand. And like before, he opened her left side, and this time placed his own heart inside of her, saying, "I took your heart that you offered to me. Now, you see, I am giving you mine so that you can go on living with it forever." But this is precisely what should happen at every Mass. Every Mass is supposed to be an exchange of hearts. In the Mass, the priest will invite you, "Lift up your heart," and we should respond, "We lift them up to the Lord." During the Mass, especially when the bread and wine are placed on the altar, that's the moment we are to give ourselves, give our heart to God. And then we receive the Sacred Heart of Jesus in communion in the Eucharist. The Mass is an exchange of hearts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Catherine of Siena lived by two virtues, humility and trust in divine providence. One day Jesus said to Catherine, "Do you know who you are and who I am? If you know these two things, you will be blessed and the enemy will never deceive you. I am he who is, and you are she who is not." Jesus was teaching Catherine humility. Humility is living in the truth about who God is and who I am. Now, humility is not about denying our own worth. Humility is to realize we have gifts and limitations. Humility is to realize we're made in the image of God, and by baptism we now share in his divine life as his adopted sons and daughters. And God has given us real personal gifts, freedom, reason, the capacity to love. But we are not God. We have limitations. We are always in need of his help. And we make mistakes. We cannot control everything, and we cannot save ourselves. But we forget this. And then in our pride, we try to act like God, relying on ourselves, trying to control everyone and everything. But this always leads to fear and frustration, anxiety, anger, envy, addiction, or endless distraction. The weight becomes too much, and we look for escape. The only way out of the dilemma is humility. It's to remember what Jesus said to Catherine. I am he who is, and you are she who is not. So humility frees us from illusion and draws us into friendship with God and others. Catherine lived by humility. The question is, do we? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Jesus appeared again to Catherine and gave her the second guiding principle of her life, divine providence. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, think of me. If you do, I will immediately think of you." Discussing this with her confessor, Raymond of Capua, she said, "The Lord commanded her to shut all other thoughts out of her mind and to retain only the thought of him, and to prevent her from any worry or anxiety," he added, "I will think of you," meaning, "Do not worry about your body or soul, for I who know and can do all things will think of it and look after you most carefully." So Raymond tells us, "Whenever I or any other of us was afraid of any danger, Catherine would say, 'What have you to do with yourselves? Leave it to Providence. However much afraid you are, Providence still has its eyes on you and is always aiming at your salvation.'" Divine providence means that God is guiding all things in our life for good. To live by providence means that we should, yes, think and act responsibly. Do the good you can, then entrust the rest to God. Everything beyond your control is in his hands. And nothing happens unless God wills it or permits it. Now, God never causes evil, but he permits it because he respects our freedom and because he can bring a greater good from it. Even our sins, when repented of, can become part of his plan to sanctify us. So we have no reason to be afraid. God's providence is always watching over us, even in our failures, and it's ordering everything toward our salvation. In fact, to those who were scandalized and rebel against what happens to them, Catherine said, everything comes from love. All is ordained for the salvation of man. God does nothing without this goal in mind. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Now, at the time when Catherine lived in Italy, the water was often unsafe to drink. Instead, they drank a kind of weak wine. And one year, there was a grape blight that caused a shortage of wine, and the poor were in real danger of dying of thirst. Catherine's family, in fact, was down to one barrel themselves, which normally only lasted 2 to 3 weeks. But Catherine made it known to anyone in the region that they could come to their home and receive as much as they needed because she knew Jesus would provide. 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, a month went by, with her whole family drinking the wine from one last barrel, plus serving all the poor from the whole district who continuously came to their home. Yet, the cask of wine showed no signs of giving out. While no one could account for this, Catherine knew. So she began to give out the wine even more generously to everyone in need. But even then, the cask showed no signs of drying up or the wine losing its flavor. So a second month went by, and a third came and went by. Still, there was as much wine as ever. Finally, the new grape harvest came in, and it was time to open the cask so that it could be filled with new wine. And then a marvelous thing happened. That one last barrel, from which the wine had been flowing abundantly, was found to be dry as a bone, as if it had not contained any wine for years. The barrel that would not run dry taught Catherine her two main virtues, humility and to place all her trust in divine providence. And it is these two virtues that we should make our own. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Many of you have been praying with us for a lot of years and know quite a bit about our family. I wanted to let you know that my mother, Erla, passed away Friday, April 25th, and I would like to invite you to come and celebrate her life with me and to pray for her soul this Friday, May 2nd at 1 p.m. at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Overland Park, Kansas. Archbishop Nauman will be celebrating the Mass. It would be a great joy for her, for many of those who love the Rosary, to come together. So please, come and join us Friday, May 2nd, 1 p.m., Holy Spirit Catholic Church. Well, Teresa, what strikes you about this great saint, Catherine of Siena?
Catherine, as you know, has always been one of my favorites since I was a little kid. And I think that's partially because when I was younger, I had a better focus on this beautiful idea of miracles. It's like, for in the same way that we tell little kids fairy tales, there's this wonder to the world. And I think we get older and we kind of stop looking for miracles or believing in miracles. But Catherine kind of teaches us the opposite. But I think especially this time I was thinking about all of her miracles are very focused on charity to others. We tend to, and by we I mean I, pray for miracles in our own lives or for ourselves.
Yes.
But she gave with reckless abandon.
Yes.
And focused on charity, and that came back around, that it always worked out. But that would be a good, I think that's kind of my resolution from it, of pray boldly for others and give boldly to others.
Yes.
And believe in those miracles, that things can happen, whether that's the conversion in different lives or maybe you can be the miracle in someone's life. I was really struck by, I think I should ask people more often, what do you need right now? And how can I?
That's excellent. Yeah, that's such a good point. I'm embarrassed I never thought about it.
What do you mean?
Well, but that we want to experience miracles about the things we want.
It's kind of funny. I was just talking with a friend about how morbid it is sometimes in the church when you look up what a saint is the patron saint of, because it's always a little backwards. I mean, for instance, St. Lawrence is the patron saint of cooks.
That's true, because he was cooked.
He was cooked. And you'd think that's kind of dark to ask someone who was on the wrong end of that for help in that area. But or rather, for instance, if they died of abdominal pain, they're the patron saint of abdominal pain. Right. And it's almost, it feels kind of mean.
Like they're
like
stuck
asking
with
a beggar for food.
Yeah,
like, you have nothing. Can I have something? But it's precisely because it's charitable. They want to help us. And that's kind of a strange way to look at it, but we had maybe a less selfish perspective of prayer, maybe we would see more miracles.
Yeah, this is the most important point, that Catherine experienced such a deep friendship with Jesus and so many miracles of divine providence precisely because she wasn't self-absorbed. She was thinking about Jesus. And she was thinking of others. That's a pretty good resolution for us today. Just, can we think more about Jesus and more about the needs of others today? Pretty simple, pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Almost rarely do I do it.
Yeah. I think that's how you transform prayer.
Yeah. Excellent point. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
That's the best part of conversation, that we get to experience things we didn't think of ourselves.